Welcome to the final segment here in Whole Lotta Zeppelin as we take a look at the reissue of Led Zeppelin's 1976 concert album and movie, The Song Remains the Same. I'm Max Corona. In addition to this final release of the three-year reissue campaign of the entire Led Zeppelin catalog, the band has been working on a book, Led Zeppelin by Led Zeppelin. It's due out October 2nd of 2018. Page, Plant, and Jones have collaborated to publish the first illustrated book celebrating 50 years since Led Zeppelin has formed. It's the first and only official illustrated book ever to be produced with full collaboration of the members of the band. This definitive 400-page volume charts the group's unparalleled musical career from the very first performance in a tiny club to their performance at London's O2 Arena when 20 million fans broke the world record for the highest demand for tickets for a single concert. The book features over 300 photographs, many seen here for the first time, of Jimmy, Robert, John Paul, and the late John Bonham from photographers around the world and photographs from the band members' personal collections. The band are seen on and off stage in candid moments and in the recording studio. Accompanying the photographs is rare and unseen artwork from the Led Zeppelin archives and fascinating documents and images from Atlantic Records vaults. When the three surviving members do press for this book, it may be the last time we see them all together in public. Here's Jimmy from late 2017 on how he sees the band's legacy.
When I formed Led Zeppelin, I formed it with the idea and the ethos that it was going to change music. That's what I wanted to do, and it clearly did. It brought to the forefront these master craftsmen that were involved in that band. The interesting part of it all is that here I am now, I was 24 when I formed that band. I'm 73 now, and the lifetime achievement of it is the fact that even from the time that that first album came out, even though I'd been a studio musician and played on countless records and albums, the amount of people that I've met throughout my life since from the age of 24 that said that Led Zeppelin music has meant so much to their lives. That's a wonderful thing, a remarkable thing, to know that you've made a difference in people's lives. But not only that, in parallel with that, is the young musicians who have been impressed by the production techniques, by the guitar playing and the various styles of guitar playing, by the songwriting, and they've been inspired to be musicians themselves. And that's a wonderful legacy to have, to know that you've been able to do something which has made a change, something which was your hobby, something which was your passion, something which you believed in all the way through, and you wouldn't deviate from it. The thing that you believed that you had to do was keep making an improvement on your own personal performance.
Singing to the ocean, I can hear the ocean's roar.
The Ocean from The Song Remains the Same, one of six songs not included on the original soundtrack, but now available on the reissue. Here's Jimmy Page.
With Led Zeppelin music, each of us individually can listen to it, and we can listen to it on so many levels. There's a level of the fact, okay, the participation and memories that will flood back, or the times that things were done and the studios, but you can hear it on so many levels of what everyone's participation is within those tracks and how it gels. There's just so much to hear. That's why it's held up through the years, for us too.
And John Paul Jones.
You had to concentrate on those gigs. You really couldn't mess around too much, you know, because the focus was very intense. And you got to pay attention like all the time, because things would move here and they move there and they take it. Even songs that were played more or less the same way every night, like Immigrant Song. But still there were nuances that would change, and that's what made the music interesting for us.
We'll be right back. Originally released on Houses of the Holy, that was The Song Remains the Same, which gave title to Zeppelin's first live album and concert film. For a final word, here's Robert Plant on how he sees Led Zeppelin today.
How do I see Led Zeppelin today? I see it as a period of my life that was absolutely captivating. The excitement, a time of great romance, of me coming of age as a guy and as an adult, coming from a kind of bolshy adolescence into a very tough, cohesive, at least initially, into a strong combination of guys, which really took me to places I never even imagined. It drew so much potential out of me that I didn't know I had. Because in all the work prior to that, I'd always been way ahead of everybody else. And in Zeppelin, I was just part of it. You know, I could never control it or contain it. And that was the great thing about it. That's why it was so satisfying when it was what it was.
That's our special look at The Song Remains the Same reissue, coming out tomorrow. Thanks to Jason at Rhino Entertainment and also to Rich of Rich Mahan Productions and our friends at Linux of Kentucky, 119 Howard Street in Nick Vegas. Use the hashtag CR921WLZ and your chance to win one of these coming up on Classic Rock 92.1.
New York, good night.